Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hollywood news and gossip.
Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, guess what today's feed includes?
What's today's feed?
On Facebook.
What is it?
Literally, this is what you're going to see today.
Okay.
To Nike or not to Nike? Like my friend Sherry, she just posted a picture of Colin, and she's like, I'm going to the Nike store right now. And then other people are saying, oh, really? What's the saying that Nike, by the way, has just signed Colin Kaepernick to the face of Nike for their 30th anniversary of its Just Do It little saying. And here's the words. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything.
That's
hashtag
so
just do it. Well, then on my other feed, so Sherry wrote, I'm going to buy everything Nike today. I can't wait. You go, Colin. Yes, Nike. Then my other friend just wrote, that's funny. My son is right now sacrificing everything for this country. What are you doing?
That's going to get ugly.
So she's not going to Nike.
Oh, she's not going to go.
She's not going to go.
The one that had that reply.
Yeah, because her son is right now serving our country.
Right. And,
so she's not going because she feels like,
you know,
sacrificing everything is what her son is doing, not what he's doing by kneeling. And so.
Yeah. You got Colin Kaepernick here. Very, controversial, I guess. You got Nike here. I don't shop for Nike anyway because I like DSW, man.
Well, I don't feel like you really have a need for those shoes.
No, I really don't.
You're more of a slip-on. I like to show my man toes to the world.
Well, that. When I'm home, it's house shoes. Nike doesn't make a good house shoe.
What was I just watching? I know what I was watching. Ridiculousness. And they're like, any man that shows his toes to the world cannot be my friend.
Okay, well, that's fine. I don't need friends. But you got Colin Kaepernick. And honestly, I'm not going to put that much energy into this one. I really don't care, one way or the other. I really don't care what Nike does.
Right.
I'm just not going to consume my day with my to Nike or not to Nike. I don't know about you, Jamie. You might go home and worry about this, but not BJ.
I don't remember the last time I bought a pair of Nikes. It doesn't affect me at all. No.
Yeah, it doesn't affect me either, so I'm not going to worry about it.
Yeah.
But it's a free country.
Nike I have on my Chuck Taylors.
Nike can do whatever the heck they want to do.
Look at these.
Yeah, it's nice.
I don't know.
The Chucks.
Oh, the Chucks.
Converse, All-Star.
Yes, the Chuck Taylors are on the feet, so I don't have an opinion, apparently. Okay, anyway, so that's going on. It's going to be all over your feed this morning. I'm just warning you, you're going to see it a lot. The other thing you're going to see a lot on your feed, I always base everything on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, what's going on in the world. You're going to be seeing a lot of Bill Clinton in memes. Looking at Ariana Grande's buttocks.
Yes, he is.
It is taking off in the meme world.
Now, I've seen it go many different directions, though. Like, okay, what's he supposed to look at? There's this young lady that's standing in front of him with a mini dress on. I mean, he probably, over a 6.5-hour funeral, probably going to get caught looking at her butt.
But, I mean, the way they do the memes are hilarious. It's like,
I posted them over the weekend. I found him hysterical. You know what? Love Bill. He's a great guy. I love Bill.
He doesn't try to hide that he's a perv, does he?
Oh, gee, look at that Ariana Grande. Tell you that. Pete Davidson, he's a lucky boy.
Some people were upset with the pastor at the at Aretha Franklin's funeral because he made fun of her name. Here's what he had to say.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When I saw Ariana Grande on the program, I thought that was a new something at Taco Bell. Girl, let me give you all your respect.
Come here, girl.
They should do that now. They should do that now. Because that also has become a meme. They should make the Ariana Grande.
No, I think that's going to be considered tasteless.
Ariana, I think it's tasty.
I think it's tasteless.
Ariana Grande burrito? Yummy. Yeah. Tasty.
Yeah, he got some backlash for that comment.
Yeah. Right.
course, everybody does. Any comment that you make, you're going to catch backlash. So crazy. Just the world we live in.
It is the world we live in right now, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he did grab her just a bit. Yeah. He hung on tight for a while for a pastor.
He snuggled. I feel like they snuggled.
He did. They snuggled.
Yeah. Snuggled.
What a funeral, man. That was crazy.
Monica Lewinsky is sick of the Bill Clinton questions. But really, if you think about it, Monica, it's kind of all you have to offer. But if you already made a deal with the interviewee to not ask you anything about Bill, you do have a right to leave the stage. If she agreed, she's not going to ask you about Bill, but she did. Here it is.
I apologize to you personally. And he said, I apologize publicly. Do you still expect that apology with the personal apology?
I'm so sorry. I'm not going to be able to do this.
So sorry. Bye-bye.
Mic drop.
Bye-bye.
Out of here. She All right, let me ask you a question.
Mic drop.
Let's say in 7 minutes, you and I have Monica Lewinsky coming into this studio.
Well, you know how I roll with that. I don't agree to that stuff, so they don't agree to have me interview them.
Right.
So that's the thing.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm just saying there is no reason for Monica Lewinsky to be in our studio to do an interview if we can't bring up Bill Clinton.
Right. And so that's the thing is I don't agree to that crap. And that woman did. So she, they're both like... I mean, Monica's right in the whole deal because the lady did say, I'm not going to ask you anything about Bill. And then she did. She had to say it. Shame.
That's how you do it. You sneak it in there.
Well, then they walk off.
You tell them you're not going to.
But then guess what happens? They walk off.
You fire one at them. You throw a fastball.
And then they walk off.
That's okay. Then you make the news for walking off. Boy. If she had answered that, we wouldn't have her in the news this morning.
Well, that is true. Yep. Anyway, so here's what Monica had to say. When she asked me that question on stage with blatant disregard for our prior agreement, it became clear to me I had been misled. I left because it's more important than ever for women to stand up for themselves and not allow others to control their narrative.
It's called a fastball.
It was fastball.
She threw a fastball
right in the kisser. Where do you think that dress is?
What dress? The blue dress? Smithsonian.
Is it there?
Well, they were going to donate it.
Were they?
There's some museum was going to get it.
Wow.
I think it's owned. I think it was bought by someone because it went up for auction, didn't it? I think it did. Let's track down the blue dress. It belongs. If it's not there, it belongs in the Smithsonian. That is a piece of history.
So I don't know how this came up. But my kid did ask me. He goes, Mom, how do they know for sure that Bill Clinton and Monica, like, you know, stooped? And I could not tell him about the dress. I couldn't. I know.
You could have just said DNA.
They
have DNA evidence.
He would. Yeah. And then
I'm just saying.
I know. But then
quick answer.
Yeah.
DNA. Let's get in the pool.
Where is it, John?
Dress is safely locked away in the Smithsonian.
Wow, you're right, BJ Harris.
Told you it was in the Smithsonian.
Yes.
Which shocks me for what the dress is all about, okay?
Yes.
But I remember that this thing was bought at an auction, I think, by someone for quite a bit of money, and they donated to the Smithsonian, and they took it, which shocked me.
I wonder if Hillary ever, goes and sees it.
Oh, I say she makes a visit. It's like a pilgrimage. She goes there every year.
To the crunchy dress?
Yep.
Is it called the crunchy dress exhibit?
Don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's on the tag. Couldn't tell you. Yeah.
Just thoughts I'm having with myself. All right. finally, this is crazy, you guys. Just crazy, I tell you. What in the hell is going on with Kim Kardashian?
I don't know.
Listen, friends, oh my God, she is denying, but other people are saying it's true that she is hooking up with Drake.
Uh-huh, and has.
Yes! Here's the dealio. I guess Kim, on the show and with her family, she's called Kiki. Now, if you know that very popular song we've all been jumping out of our cars to is by Drake, and listen what he says. Kiki.
Drake. Oh. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Oh, I thought you meant Drake had a car.
Oh, no. Beside me, because I want you, and I need you,
and I'm down for you always. KB, do you love me? Are you riding? Kiki, do you love me? Mm-hmm. I need you by my side. Because I want you,
And I need you.
I need you.
And I'm down for you always.
Oh, yeah, down for you always.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's Kim. Kanye has to be out of his Yeezys.
Oh, he is so mad. He is out of his Yeezys. Yes. He threw a Yeezy at her head.
I don't even know what that meant. I don't even know what I just said.
Don't worry about it. It was cute. Anyway, and so they're saying that, yes, Drake and Kim Kardashian hooked up because he was collaborating with Travis Scott, who is the baby daddy of Kylie's baby. And so they'd seen each other around the studio, which is only a block away. Now, if you think about this song, okay, they've hooked up. It's been a block away. One of the lyrics is, I crept down the block, made a right, cut the lights, paid the price. Now, listen to this song again and think about if he's singing about Kim Kardashian.
Kiki. Love me, are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you. And I'm down for you always. KB, do you love me?
Who's KB?
Are you riding? KB.
Say you never Kim ever Kardashian.
Leave me, cause I want you and I need you. And I'm down for you.
Maybe KB is Kimberly. Kimberly.
Kimberly is KB.
Kimberly.
KB. Yep. Kimberly.
I think it's definite. I think absolutely I am going to throw my hat in the ring on this one.
Well, you're not the only one. They're saying that Nick Cannon also is saying, yep, it happened. He goes, think about it. Drake holds over that whole family, everything. Yeah. And he's saying to himself, y'all don't want me to let this out.
No, you don't. Mm-mm. No, and they did that with a finger wagging. Like, you do not want me to let this out. Just like that.
And they say, now we know why Kanye did the retaliation song about the sisters and wanting to strip the sisters.
Uh-huh, because he knows that his wife and Drake, it all makes sense. It's a puzzle that's coming together.
So now everybody will do the Kiki Challenge dressed as Kim Kardashian. So here's how it goes. It's going to become viral. You have to wear, you know, a long wig, and you have to have a humongous ass.
Yeah, or you don't qualify.
And so we're going to do it today. We're taping it today. I got a big strap-on butt for BJ, and the funny part is going to be when we do the Kiki Challenge, he won't be able to get out of the car, and I'm going to, like, push his butt out.
Yeah.
She's going to
get me out of the car with a shoehorn.
I love it.
Yeah, because I'm going to be so tight in there with that big butt of mine.
We're finally going to go viral.
Yeah.
With you looking like Kim Kardashian.
I can see it now. Me jumping out of that cube. Will you, Sean's car?
That's great.
Me jumping out of the cube like one of those hamsters with that big butt.
Kiki, do you love me?
Walking down the side of the car, pretending I'm driving.
From beside me,
and then I
got to
get back in the car. Jimmy, this is where you have to push.
Yeah, and then
push me.
I have to push. This is going to go viral. I can't wait to tape it. So good. Anyway.
I think Kim has some explaining to do to Kanye. This is going to get interesting.
Wait, that's a cartoon character when they say it. Who's that? You got some explaining to do.
No, that was Lucy.
Oh, that's right.
Remember, Lucy had explained. Here's something, though. Okay, let me throw this out there before we get caught with our pants down here, okay?
Okay.
What if we're being duped? What if this is part of the TV show? Which, by the way, I saw that the ratings for the TV show has floundered.
Really?
I mean, absolutely horrible since that opening week where everybody got duped on that fake fight. What if this is all fake that's going to be worked into keeping up with the Kardashians just to try to revive the ratings? There we go. I threw that out there.
You're
so therefore,
good
we're not.
You got a lot going on today in your brain upstairs. Like,
they're
super
about?
Busy. Like, you know stuff.
No, I'm just saying.
No, I mean, you said that KB was Kimberly.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you are like, you're like on point, on fleek. You got stuff going on upstairs.
Well,
I mean, really, there was another one, too.
A couple of opinions.
You did
all
the
keep.
No, you got some right on.
Yeah, it's sharp.
What was the other one? He did a minute ago. It was about the astronauts or something.
Yeah, the flag.
Something. Yeah, but you said something. I was like, oh, you bet you're right. And I forgot what it was.
And Smithsonian with the dress.
Yes.
I got that right, too.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Dude.
I am on fire, aren't I?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The only thing weird is that you thought you could put cake in your diaper bag. That one wasn't really good.
You can't?
No.
I'm like Google this morning.
You really are. It's really crazy.
BJ Google Harris.
I think that's what they're calling you.
Whole Google.
What was that other one, Sean? He said something else so profound. I was like, oh my God. He's
with the astronauts?
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. It was so good.
Yeah.
It was like, it was that thing about that one thing.
Doesn't happen often.
I know. So we need
keep
to,
these moments.
We need to remember.
Sean, can you keep those for an air check in case I look for a job sometime soon?
Oh, yeah.
so that people think that I'm really sharp.
I bet Dylan can, put, Dylan can put together an air check for you.
Yeah, okay.
I heard cool. he does that for people. Oh, yeah. All right, there you go. Tabloid trash.
Oh, my God.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.